This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. National Assembly passes Intangible Cultural Heritage Conservation Bill. Kaski District Court orders withdrawal of organized crime and money laundering charges against Ravi Lamichhane. Nepal end home campaign on winning note with 8 overseas matches remaining in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. And diplomatic push continues as Tehran and Washington remain divided. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly raised a wide range of contemporary issues, including public health, border disputes, natural disasters, and the plight of landless squatters. During the urgent hour session, National Assembly members urged the government to strengthen the health sector and address pressing public concerns and drew the government's attention to hardships faced by people affected by natural disasters. Likewise, speaking during Zero Hour, lawmakers asked the government to move ahead with a clear and concrete action plan to address the problems of landless squatters, demanding effective psychological counseling services for children, senior citizens and persons with disabilities displaced from riverbank settlements in the Kathmandu Valley, among other issues. Meanwhile, the National Assembly unanimously passed the Intangible Cultural Heritage Conservation Bill 2081 Vikram Sambat along with a report presented by the Legislation Management Committee. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadak Raj Paudil had tabled the bill in the House. The National Assembly is scheduled to meet again at 1:15 p.m. on May 27th. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, has stressed the need for lawmakers to focus on formulating laws that are practical and suitable to the country and its citizen. Addressing a program on legislative and non-legislative practices in parliamentary committees organized by the former MPs Forum yesterday, the Speaker said some laws drafted without consulting users had failed to address Nepal's geographical realities and public awareness levels. Chairpersons of the thematic committees from both houses of the parliament, former lawmakers, constituent assembly members, sitting parliamentarians and senior government officials were among those attending the program. The Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Interest Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the Ministry of Finance to take measures to improve the competitiveness of domestic industries and review existing tax and custom policies. The directive was issued during the committee's meeting yesterday following concerns that Nepali industries have been losing competitiveness for a long time. The committee urged the Finance Ministry to review the current tax and customs structure and introduce measures aimed at supporting local industries and strengthening domestic production. Likewise, the Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to address problems faced by the construction entrepreneurs and ensure timely payments for development projects. During yesterday's committee meeting, Committee President Ashish Gosurel urged the government to resolve existing obstacles in the construction sector, stating that delays in infrastructure work negatively affected the country's development process. Speaking at the meeting, Minister for Infrastructure Development, Sunil Lamsal, said the government is ready to address problems faced by construction entrepreneurs through legal and policy reforms, warning that the government would take firm action against contractors who act negligently or unnecessarily delay projects. Meanwhile, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Badi, has said the government is working to restructure the Social Welfare Council and National Child Welfare Council. Speaking at a meeting of the Women and Social Affairs Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Badi stressed the need for policy reforms and restructuring of subordinate bodies to achieve the government's objectives more effectively. Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha, has said the government is committed to expanding quality telephone and internet services to remote areas in order to bridge the digital divide. speaking at a meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Dr. Timil Sinha said the government has prioritized expanding reliable and accessible telecommunication services across the country. During the meeting, lawmakers raised concerns over cybersecurity, data privacy, low budget expenditure and disruptions in mobile services, among other issues. The government has formed a 5-member inquiry committee to study disputes, complaints and systemic issues related to music royalty, copyright and intellectual property rights. The committee was formed by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation following directions from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. According to the Secretariat of Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khadakraj Paudil, the committee was constituted through a ministerial decision on Thursday and has directed the panel to submit a report with recommendations within 10 days of its formation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Education and Sports Sushmit Pokhrel and visiting UK Parliamentary Under Secretary of State and Minister for Equalities Seema Malhotra held talks in Kathmandu yesterday focusing on strengthening Nepal-UK cooperation in education and sports. According to the Ministry of Education, the meeting held at Singhadarbar discussed ways to deepen the long-standing diplomatic relationship between Nepal and the United Kingdom and expand strategic collaboration in the education sector. Minister Malhotra, who arrived in Nepal on a 3-day official visit, also exchanged views on future partnerships program in education. Non-resident ambassador of Spain to Nepal, Juan Antonio March Puyol, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary, yesterday. During the meeting held at the ministry, discussions focused on modernization of agriculture, agricultural digitalization, quality agricultural production, water management, climate-smart farming, and expansion of bilateral cooperation between Nepal and Spain. The Secretariat of the Task Force formed to prepare a discussion paper on constitutional amendment has invited suggestions from the general public to ensure wider participation in the amendment process. Citizens have been requested to submit their written feedback within a week. The task force, led by Prime Minister's political adviser, Asim Shah, has already held consultations with various political parties as part of the preparation process. Task Force Member Secretary Leeladhar Subedi said the consultations with subject experts and stakeholders are continuing to help prepare the discussion paper on constitutional amendment. The Kaski District Court has ordered the withdrawal of organized crime, money laundering charges against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani and other defendants in the Surya Darshan Cooperative case. A bench led by District Judge Himlal Bilbase issued the order yesterday following a request filed by the District Government Attorney's Office. The decision also applies to G.B. Rai and Chabilal Joshi. However, the court has decided to continue proceedings related to cooperative fraud. Court Registrar Rajan Khanal confirmed that following the amendment, Lamisani and other accused will now face charges only under the cooperative fraud case. Nepal national cricket team ended their home campaign in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 on a high note with a dominant 122-run victory over the United States national cricket team at the TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur yesterday. Batting first after losing the toss, Nepal posted 317 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 50 overs. In reply, the USA were bowled out for 195 runs in 41.2 overs while chasing a target of 318 runs to win. With the win, Nepal has collected 24 points from 28 matches in the League 2 standings with 11 victories, 15 defeats and 2 undecided. Nepal currently sits 5th in the table and has 8 remaining matches, all to be played abroad. Now on to an international news update. Iran has said major differences still remain in ongoing peace negotiations with the United States, cautioning that it is too early to expect a final agreement within weeks or months. The remarks came as Pakistan's Army Chief Asim Munir arrived in Tehran on Friday with a high-level delegation amid growing diplomatic efforts to reduce tensions between Tehran and Washington. According to reports, key striking points include Iran's uranium enrichment program and Tehran's position regarding the Strait of Hormuz. Reports also suggest Pakistan is attempting to secure a temporary arrangement to halt hostilities and allow further negotiations between the two sides. Now the Jalavad forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, with partly cloudy conditions likely over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces, including Madhya Province, while the remaining Tarai regions will likely remain mainly fair today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at a few places in the Tarai regions of Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini and Korali provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly region of Gandaki province today. Heat wave conditions are also likely in the hilly and Tarai regions of Sudurpashchim and Lumbini provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly winds, local winds and a low pressure area near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. National Assembly passes Intangible Cultural Heritage Conservation Bill. Kaski District Court orders withdrawal of organized crime and money laundering case charges against Ravi Lamichhane. And Nepal end home campaign on winning note with 8 overseas matches remaining in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2, and diplomatic push continues as Tehran and Washington remain divided. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.